And I'm delighted to have in the studio local author Sarah Holding from Surbiton. Hello, Sarah.
Hello, Graham. Thanks for having me on the show.
That's all right. And can we just start then about when did you start writing?
I started writing in 2009. I wrote the whole of a book and didn't know what to do with it, stuck it in a drawer. And it was 3 years later I got it out and realised that there were two other bits to the story that I hadn't written. So
you just woke up one morning and realised that.
Yeah, I don't know. You just sort of kind of come around to it thinking, I should do something with that book. And when you reread it, you see it in a whole different light 3 years later on. So then I managed to find myself a publisher. Actually, a publisher approached me, which was very nice. And so the trilogy came out in various stages from 2013 onwards, and I'm lucky enough to be in the position where it's out of print in its first edition, and my publishers agreed to republish it in one single volume, which will make it a lot easier to get a hold of.
Wow. So what's it called then?
It's called Sea Bean, the trilogy. And
what's sea bean then?
Well, a sea bean is a seed that drifts across the ocean from the rainforest and sometimes washes up on beaches in our neck of the woods. And it was the inspiration for my story. I thought it was a little sort of time travel device, really, that nature had invented.
Oh, clever.
And I wanted to write a book for children. I wanted to aim it at 8 to 12-year-olds.
So it's a bit of a fantasy, really,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, it's an adventure. It's a fantasy. It's called cli-fi, actually, the genre that it's in.
Cli-fi?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
Well, it's a sort of subgenre of sci-fi, which means climate fiction, because the story involves the world becoming a terrible place because of climate change. And the children have lots of adventures in this thing called a sea bean, which is a time travel device, and they figure out how to put the world to rights.
Oh, right. So they go forward or backwards or...
Oh, a bit of everything, really. Yeah, the first book, they go all around the world, but in the present. And the second book, they go back in time, but accidentally, to begin with. And then in the third book, they're abducted to the future, and they have to come to terms with that.
Oh, my goodness me. Dear, oh, dear. That sounds really exciting. So really quite great. Aimed at for sort of youngsters then, is it?
Yeah. So it's a great read for if you've got a kind of keen reader who's onto chapter books and likes a little bit of an adventure story, likes Doctor Who, maybe read Alice in Wonderland back in the day. I like to say that my book's Doctor Who meets Alice in Wonderland on a remote Scottish island.
Yeah, that's really quite a successful formula, I would think.
It's gone down really well. I've been to about 50 or 60 schools in the Surrey area since the books first came out, and I've been on Radio Surrey before and things like that. But I'm looking now to kind of go back into schools, run workshops. That's the thing I love to do. I love to inspire people to read, but more than that, I love to inspire young readers to write.
So how would you inspire them? How would you go about writing? I mean, do you, it's the discipline of sitting down and doing it, isn't it?
Oh, it is, yeah. You have to do a little bit every day, even if it's rubbish.
Have you got somewhere special you go and do your writing?
Well, I have a room in my house that's quite a nice space overlooking the garden, and it's tucked away at the back of the house, and I do get a lot of work done there, actually. I quite like working from home now. It took a bit of discipline at the beginning to not procrastinate and do other things, but now I'm really
it's
into
so
the
easy
flow,
isn't it? There's something else that always needs
there's
doing.
There's always something else.
Yeah, but you've got a nice tranquil location then, have you?
Exactly that, yes.
Your own space, really. And do the ideas come to you fairly easily?
Yeah, I think I didn't realise I was writing climate change fiction at the beginning, so it was a bit of a revelation after the book came out to discover that I actually sat within a kind of clearly defined genre, or an emergent genre at the time. And so now I'm onto my new book now.
I was going to say, what's next?
Well, yeah, so a lot of children say in schools, when I said to them I'd written science fiction, they said, oh, what, space and aliens? And I'd say, oh, no, there aren't any space or aliens in the book. But so my next book does involve space and aliens, and it's called Terra Infirma, but it's going to be a while before that comes out. I'm still only about a third of the way into it, I think.
Right, but when you go to write, I mean, do you have the idea for the whole story first of all, sort of sketched out in your mind?
Yeah,
beginning, middle, and end.
In a vague way, yes. Yeah. You have to really to know where you're aiming, and then I think a lot of things happen along the way. The characters develop a life of their own. The settings for the story get more exciting than you first envisaged, and then you have to sort of tweak it and add bits in, and that's part of the fun of it, really.
And keeping track of all the characters, presumably, and making sure it's consistent. And
especially when you're doing time travel. I ended up doing a sort of spreadsheet to work out who was where when.
Yeah, it must be quite... It'd make a great film, this, or TV series. years, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I hope so one day. I did do the screenplay for Seabean, and so that's all written and in the bag. If anyone comes along and says, oh, I'm looking for a children's adventure story for a TV series or a film, I've actually got it all ready to go.
Great stuff. So if people want to get hold of the book, then how do they do it?
Well, it's out to for pre-order on Amazon. It comes out actually a week today, so the 9th of October, but you can pre-order it on Amazon already. If you just go to Seabean the Trilogy or Sarah Holding, you'll find it. It's also available on my website, that's sarah-holding.com, and my publisher's website, medinapublishing.com.
All right, so it's all over the place.
I hope so. And I hope to be getting out into some local libraries and doing some events in the neighbourhood.
Excellent stuff, Sarah. All the best with this book and the next one.
Thank you very much, Graham. That's great to be able to promote it with you.
Yeah, that's fine. Get hold of Sarah then if you'd like her to come over and have a chat with a group of people all about her new book.